The underlying focus of the London meeting: Al-Qaeda-linked extremists operating in Yemen and recruiting others to carry out attacks. Sometimes their targets are local, other times farther away. It was this man, 23-year-old Nigerian Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, who has sparked intense, renewed international interest in Yemen. Abdulmutallab is accused of attempting to blow up an American airliner on Christmas Day. He allegedly received the explosives and his marching orders from Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Yemen. Governments scramble to increase security measures at airports, and ministers and senior officials meeting in London are discussing how best to combat the growing threat of terrorism from Yemen. Speaking at the Chatham House Research Center in London, Yemen's Foreign Minister Aboubakar al-Kirbi said a comprehensive assistance program is vital.
Yemen's capabilities to fight radicalization, and this is part and parcel actually of the development program.
But the minister said Yemen's sovereignty is paramount.
There should be a clear declaration that this meeting is to support Yemen's unity and Yemen's stability.
The minister warned that any action by the international community must not be seen as an attempt to interfere in Yemen's internal affairs. Yemen specialist Ginny Hill of Chatham House says the London conference should address the many problems facing Yemen.
And I think any initiatives that are taken on counter-terrorism at the London meeting need to be embedded in a much broader strategy, which includes the political issues, the economic issues, and the broader security issues that currently are problems in Yemen.
Analysts agree that given the anti-Western and particularly anti-American sentiments in Yemen, the West must tread lightly. To do otherwise, they say, will only boost support for the extremists. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.